Hello, everyone. It's me, your boy, Dean. I'm back to give you another popping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and do a quick little podcast episode for you all again. So you all just heard me give my opinion on the Supreme Court. And now I want to switch gears and do another episode concerning diversity. And this is concerning, again, colorblind casting and race swapping and gender swapping, and you know, something I'm just noticing when it comes to these companies hiring minorities, whether they be sexual minorities, women, or people of color. And you know, when these people, when these actors or you know, celebrities get backlash, how these companies don't really stand up for them. And I think it's causing a lot of conversations, and certain things are starting to change. So what made me do this podcast episode is Idris Elba, who is the very popular Black British actor, has came out and said that he has changed his mind about wanting to play James Bond because of disgusting racism that he believes he would get for doing that, or that, you know, disgusting racism that has generated in the conversations about this. So The View was talking about this, and I'm going to play you all a clip from The View on YouTube, and I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.
Here's a little something everybody can agree on. Idris Elba. That's it. Well, he's explained why he lost interest in the idea of playing James Bond. Let's see the clip.
Being, you know, asked to be James Bond was like, okay, you know, you sort of reached the pinnacle, you know, that's kind of one of these things that the whole world sort of has a vote in. Those that weren't happy about the idea made the whole thing disgusting and off-putting, you know, because it became about race and it became about just nonsense, dude. And I got the brunt of it.
I think people forget that Black people know they're Black. You don't have to remind us all the time. We know.
And that's a very hurtful thing, especially for an actor. I mean, it's like what happened with The Little Mermaid. People were up in arms that The Little Mermaid was going to be Black. But it's a mythical creature, so it could be anything. And James Bond is also not real.
You mean the wait a second.
Don't ruin it for everyone. Like,
are you saying that there's no mermaid lobby?
Yeah, no, there's none. And so I mean, I have a thing for Idris, so I'm biased, but I do think that this could be a teachable moment if he's cast as James Bond, because now you have someone that looks different, almost like Hamilton.
He's not too old,
you know? He is too old.
He is not too old.
Yes. You know who's of the right age to begin?
Michael,
because it is
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, I can vote for him too. And John Boyega also.
I can vote for him too.
Because you need at least 10 years to do all the movies. You need
somebody. Was Sean Connery like 800 when he
started? No, he was not. No,
he was 800.
I think he was bald, so that made you think he was older.
But he was bald.
When Matt James was the Bachelor, he was the first Black Bachelor, he talked about all the pressure that put on him. And he's like, yo, why can't I just be the Bachelor? And by the way, he was the hottest and best Bachelor. But that, I think it puts this undue extra burden. And like, Idris Elba is just a fantastic actor. He also happens to be Black. And I feel like...
And he's British.
He's got the accent.
He's Black. People were shocked that, my God, James Bond.
Not James Bond.
You know,
it's a mythical person. You know, don't refer to me just as a Black actor. And I think there is a point there. When I walk into a room, they don't say, here's our white TV host.
Correct.
Like, we're just Whoopi does, by the way. Beyond that, why do you, it's not about being colorblind. It's not about being neutral. Why do you have the moniker on the front?
Because
he's an actor.
Because people can't let you just be, it's like being called an African American.
Right.
I'm not from Africa.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm an American.
Smokey Robinson said it best. I fought in the war. I fought for Alabama and Kentucky. And
We're Americans, you know, and we know we're Black. You don't have to remind us.
Oh my God, you're Black.
People have said that.
Yeah, it fairly boxes people in because I think in casting that they're like, oh, he's a black actor. It's like, no, he's just an actor.
I thought Hamilton sort of disassembled.
Yeah, not for everybody, but it's on the way.
It's happening. It's slow as hell.
Yeah.
But it is happening. Yay for the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Because the film is great.
And it did very well commercially. Yes.
People forget that, you know, the women in Shakespeare's plays were played by men.
Yes.
Back in the day. Desdemona was played by a guy.
Yeah.
So things have changed a lot, as you can see.
Now.
Ace is the place for.
Now, hold on. Let me drink my water again. Now, concerning that, I disagree with Whoopi Goldberg saying things have, you know, that is on the way, because I don't see it that way. You know, I don't blame Idris Elba for having the stance he does now. And I remember a decade ago, back in 2012 and 2013, you know, he was flirting with the idea of being cast as James Bond when Daniel Craig, you know, was going to give it up. And, you know, you could tell he was really excited about it. And, you know, Idris Elba has done action movies. He's a very versatile actor. And he is British. He's very into the British culture. That's the culture he grew up in. And, you know, there was the idea that he would be James Bond. But, you know, I think over time, as his backlash to woke became more intensified, I think he's been put off to that because, you know, with social media being the way it is and the people who run these social media companies not monitoring stuff they're supposed to be monitoring, Elon Musk, you know, a lot of these actors who do these race swap or gender swap or sexuality swap end up getting very harshly attacked. They do. Just like Sunny Hostin and On The View said, Halle Bailey and The Little Mermaid got destroyed on social media. And y'all heard my review of the movie. Y'all have heard, you know, my stance on the race swapping and all the controversy. And I said in both of those podcast episodes, that girl was, you know, unfairly criticized and harassed. She was. And it went beyond harassing. There was an actual campaign to fail that movie. I disagree with Sunny saying the movie did well. The movie did okay. I think it's in at $500 million, you know. But you know, it did underperform. It underperformed worldwide. Which, again, if you listen to that episode, I said I figured that's what it would do. They would do good here and in certain places, but worldwide, overall, it would underperform. And, you know, I don't think, and there's people who have given up on it, making $1 billion, and now people just want it to break even. And, you know, we'll see if it breaks even or not. But, you know, $1 billion, yeah, I don't think it's going to make that. But, you know, that girl was attacked viciously and still being attacked viciously. You know, and it's not just, you know, people of color. Brie Larson, you know, who played Miss Marvel, aka Captain Marvel. You know, if you follow comic books, there's a character, Miss Marvel, who is like the female Captain Marvel. And when they were doing the movie, they decided to call her Captain Marvel. And, you know, that caused a lot of controversy. Did they call, let me go double check, because I want to make sure my statements are correct. I haven't seen the movie because I say after Avengers Endgame, I wasn't going to watch any more Marvel superhero movies because they were just coming up too much. Yeah, it was. It was Captain Marvel. I was right. They combined Miss Marvel and made her Captain Marvel. And that pissed a lot of people off. And also, because of Brie Larson's political stances around the Me Too movement and abortion and equal pay for women and, you know, police brutality, LGBT rights. You know, a lot of these conservative people attacked this girl. And I mean, it was bad. It got so bad she allegedly had to hire a bodyguard because she was actually getting death threats. And earlier this week, Samuel L. Jackson came out in her defense because there's talks about, you know, doing a Captain Marvel with her sequel. And, you know, she has said she was laughing, but I think she was serious. She has said she don't know if she'll do it again because, what she kind of laughed it off. But I think she doesn't want to go through that harassment again. So, you know, Sunny was right, you know. When these actors get this sort of backlash, that can be hurtful and scary. Because, you know, these people are unhinged. You know, the amount of people who get mad at someone playing a fictional character is boggling to me. It really is. And I've said that multiple times that, you know, it's becoming disturbing. There's a lot of disturbing things going on social media. And, you know, these companies do not protect their talent. They don't. Disney did not protect Halle Bailey, in my personal opinion, and they did not protect Brie Larson also. They didn't protect the little boy in the Peter Pan remake because he got a lot of backlash, and I don't even think he's 13. You know, that guy Ahmad, who was in the new Star Wars little TV shows they've been making, he got viciously attacked. John Boyega has gotten viciously attacked. You know, a lot of these actors are getting viciously attacked. So, you know, when Idris Elba said that put him off to playing James Bond, I see his point. And I've come to the conclusion that, you know, when it comes to race swapping or gender swapping, maybe these actors should reject those roles and instead create new characters and new franchises and new stories. I think going forward, that's the best way to go now. Because, you know, people are getting tired of the same story being told over and over again. I know I am. But again, you know, these companies will sit around here and hire a black person, a woman, and, you know, swap an existing character for clout. But, you know, when the clout is not the attention they wanted, is that they just wash their hands of the project and just leave the actor out there to hang as if they're the sacrificial lamb. And, you know, all this does, and I've said this before when I did that Anne Boleyn video, all it does is set the actor up for nothing but backlash, hate, and makes them seem like they're not successful or they can't carry a movie or a project. Okay, the lady from the Cleopatra Netflix show, I haven't seen her in anything else. And that was universally panned. I mean, acting was bad, but I mean, the fact that they made Cleopatra black was universally panned. And again, Egypt is still trying to sue Netflix over that. Okay, the girl from Anne Boleyn, I think she's in Star Wars, but she hasn't been in anything else besides that. And Star Wars, that franchise is slowly coming to an end. It is. Now, I'm just going to play you all this clip of Dylan Mulvaney. And for those who all don't know who Dylan Mulvaney is, Dylan Mulvaney is a transgender woman who was who went on Instagram and said that she was going to be in a Bud Light campaign. And I mean, when I tell you them conservatives were mad and still mad, I mean, it was people posting videos of themselves blowing Bud Light beers up, saying that they were done with Bud Light and all of that. But Dylan Mulvaney made this video yesterday, and I'm just going to play you all what she said, and I'm gonna come back with the rest of my commentary.
Hi. One thing I will not tolerate people saying about me is that I don't like beer, because I love beer and I always have. I built my platform on being honest with you, and what I'm about to tell you might sound like old news, but you know that feeling when you have something uncomfy like sitting on your chest? Well, that's how I feel right now. So this feels like the right thing to do. I took a brand deal with a company that I loved, and I posted a sponsored video to my page. And it must have been a slow news week, because the way that this ad got blown up, you would have thought I was like on a billboard or on a TV commercial or something major. But no, it was just an Instagram video. And the wildest part is that they also sent me one can with my face on it. You might have seen it. And funny story, I had the can around my house, but then I realized, wait, I need to protect this can. So I hid it somewhere, and now I can't find it because I hid it so well. But when I do find it, I feel like it needs to go in a museum, preferably behind bulletproof glass. And you might be thinking, Dylan, why bring it up now? I'm bringing it up because what transpired from that video was more bullying and transphobia than I could have ever imagined. And I should have made this video months ago, but I didn't. And I was scared, and I was scared of more backlash, and I felt personally guilty for what transpired. So I patiently waited for things to get better. But surprise, they haven't really. And I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did. And for months now, I've been scared to leave my house. I have been ridiculed in public. I've been followed. And I have felt a loneliness that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And I'm not telling you this because I want your pity. I am telling you this because if this is my experience from a very privileged perspective, know that it is much, much worse for other trans people. For a company to hire a trans person and then not publicly stand by them is worse, in my opinion, than not hiring a trans person at all, because it gives customers permission to be as transphobic and hateful as they want. And the hate doesn't end with me. It has serious and grave consequences for the rest of our community. And you know, we're customers too. I know a lot of trans and queer people who love beer, and I have some lesbian friends who could drink some of those haters under the table. But to turn a blind eye and pretend everything is okay, it just isn't an option right now. And you might say, but Dylan, I don't want to get political. Babe, supporting trans people, it shouldn't be political. There should be nothing controversial or divisive about working with us. And I know it's possible because I've worked with some fantastic companies who care, but caring about the LGBTQ plus community requires a lot more than just a donation somewhere during Pride Month. And all this to say, bottom line is that if you follow me, if I've made you smile, if you care about me, I need you to care about every trans person. And I need you to support us, and I need you to stand by us. And hey, it's still Pride Month, so I'm gonna celebrate being alive. And I'm gonna celebrate the trans people in my life and the ones I haven't met yet. And I'm going to celebrate the fact that no matter how many thousands of horrible messages or news anchors misgendering me or companies going silent, that I can look in the mirror and see the woman that I am and that I love being. And I know you are probably here for the tea of it all, but I would love for something productive to come from this. So there is a link in my bio to the trans law.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to play you all that video was, you know, regardless of how you feel about transgender people or trans rights, what Dylan said had merit to it. And that's this. If you are a brand and you're going to hire somebody and they come from a particular community and you get backlash for it, you know, you can't just be sitting there, you know, being radio silent like Bud Light was doing. Either you gonna stand with this person who you use for clout, or you gonna say, I'm sorry, and say we're not gonna hire no one from that community no more. And you know what? I think, you know, minorities, again, either racial, sexual, or gender, need to start asking these questions. If you are an actor or a celebrity and this brand wants to work with you and they start putting this contract in front of you, you need to start asking questions. Hey, since we're in this, you know, anti-woke movement right now, if I get backlash or hate for this, and people want to quote unquote threaten and cancel me, how would you respond? Would you stand up for me? Would you just let me hang out to dry and be the sacrificial lamb? And hell, even go one step further than that. Put that, you know, you should get that all in the contract, your contract itself. That's what I would do. You know, if I was a singer or an actor, and again, a brand wanted to work with me, and the contract, it would have to state, if I get backlash for this, if I'm getting threatened for this, this brand needs to back me up. Or I may have to sue them. And when I say backing me up, because, you know, I saw people debating this on the podcast with Halle Bailey and the Little Mermaid. And, you know, one person was basically saying, well, Disney can't stop people from being mean. And that's true. Disney cannot stop no one from being mean. However, Disney can contact the heads of these social media companies and say, hey, you have people using your site threatening to kill my actor. You need to fix that. And again, some people say, well, that's going too far. That's invading free speech. And to that, I say bullshit. Elon Musk last week just came out and said he was going to ban the word cisgender after the author J.K. Rowling and other people claimed that it was discriminatory against women. You know, Halle Bailey has been called all sorts of swamp monsters, niggers, bitches, cunts, and all other sorts of slurs. And those words are perfectly fine to say on Twitter. So I'm sorry, but miss me with that free speech thing. Because if a wealthy white woman like J.K. Rowling can, you know, be protected from having her feelings hurt, then why can't Halle Bailey be protected from having her feelings hurt and threatened? I'm just saying. And if you're listening to this, I hope people start to see how far this backlash to anything considered woke has gotten. It has gotten so bad that it's reflected in the Supreme Court. It's affecting pop culture. It's gotten really bad. And with this election coming up, it's even going to get even more worse. So that's why you all have me to just report the news, but I hope you all are paying attention. And on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea.